Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Intersection. Feeling good tonight? I had my dinner. Hey, y'all. You know what? Anyway, welcome to the show tonight. Our illustrious panel of hosts. Yes, I'm back in the adjectives tonight. Welcome, yes. Ms. Jahaira, the Alta. Yalto, Balenciaga, Jahaira, hey, darling.
Who's the cue? What's new?
It's all good in the hood. And our resident misogynist, Mr. Shady Prada. That guy.
Hey, that guy. What's up? What's good? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all between.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, okay.
For what it's worth.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, baby. Just making sure.
Okay. Good, good, good. How was your day today, Jahaira?
Oh, I'm real glad to be here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The school was rough.
I co-facilitated a lecture on domestic violence and sexual assault today in front of a pretty good amount of people. It was a really well-received event, but those kind of things are emotionally taxing no matter how well they go. So
they
I'm home and I'm not moving.
Ooh. Right, I feel you. And this is Shady. How was your day, darling? I heard you started a ruckus this weekend at the Lion Van Ball.
Which question want me to answer first?
Whatever.
Oh, shit, I didn't want to do it. My day was pleasant. Work is work, you know. And what's your next question?
I heard you. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. I said I heard you made a ruckus at the Lion Van Ball. Rooting for Jahaira's husband.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
You can't root at balls. You know that, right? There's no such thing.
No, I can't. I'm supposed to sit down in the chair. That's what I'm supposed to
do.
That's what I'm supposed to do. Sit down.
Yeah. Really?
My life.
That's what I do.
29 years old, and I have to sit in the chair. Yeah, I sit down too. Yeah. I was sitting down. I was, and then I got up and I sat back down and got up again. You know, but I know now.
Did you enjoy yourself?
You know, I've been going to balls forever, and I'm always either walking or something. So that was the first ball this year that I really sat down and enjoyed. I was supposed to. They asked me in July to judge. I didn't know I wasn't judging until a week and a half before when I finally contacted them because I was seeing certain people was like, we got my judges package from the lab in or whatever. I was like, well, I didn't get mine. So I hit someone up and they said, no, they decided to go with judges that bought table. I was like, fine. I said, well, it's too late for me to find something to walk. But on the strength, even though I worked that day, I'm going to go home, take a nap, and I'm going to drive down to Philly, support you guys. And Chris was like, thank you. I was like, no problem. You know, I love the LeVan. They never have a problem at all. They come through, so I wanted to support them. So I took my tired ass down there.
And back home.
That's what I did. And back home. And went to work that morning, because that's what I do. That's good off of me.
Yeah.
Since I have you on here, can I get my own music or something? I'm calling Kelly.
Oh, we're not doing that.
Oh.
Okay. You're not doing all that.
I'm calling Kelly.
This is what you do. If you want music, you go on Kelly's show. They'll be happy to make
this
you.
This is a Kelly. This is a Just Kelly production. Am I wrong?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's on the Just Kelly Network.
Oh.
It's not her production. Okay, but you put,
okay.
I mean, feel free. I'm sure you'll be welcome. Since she calls you the resident dude and all that, she'll make you some music, give you some 50 Cent or something crazy.
No, I want Eminem right now.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. But speaking of,
bring her back,
speaking of Eminem. Jahira?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I just wanted to say to bring it back to the Lon Van for a second, just because I know that he is an avid of the show, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Sledge Prodigy on his grand prize win for Trans Man Realness at the Lon Van Ball. It was a
Let me tell you how I felt about it. This man, I'm telling you, his confidence was just, I mean, he won as soon as he walked out there to me. If I was a judge, I would, look, y'all going to have to bring it back as the 12 apostles to beat this man. He was so confident and so for sure, and not cocky, just, you know, just in the spirit of sportsmanship, he was just there to do his job. Because you got one job up there. It ain't two, it ain't three, it ain't four. You got one job. Come up there, present what you got, and win. Or lose and walk away. And he was prepared for either one. That's the thing I liked about the way the brother brought it out there. He was prepared for either one. He didn't, not that he didn't care, because he cared enough to come out there and present himself. But it wasn't going to define him, and you can tell. I loved it. I really enjoy. I like when a person comes out there to have fun and participate, and win or lose, long as fair, they good, and it was fair. He was definitely the category was calling for.
And that was my enthusiasm. You just said exactly you know how I was feeling.
I felt the same way. I'm not a trans man, but I know how you felt, Shade. To see somebody bringing your category forward
right,
like
but
that.
No,
we can't. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're gonna address the elephant in the room, and I'm done with it. I got one more call,
right,
and I'm done with this shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to the Landman Ball. I walked in. I asked Jamal Milan, "Where are y'all sitting at?" He said, "I'm sitting in the left on the left, the second table." So I'm going to your table because I'm hungry and I'm going to sit down. He said, "Go ahead." I looked up and I said, "Oh shit, the Mugliers got leather couches and shit in the front row seat. Fuck that, I'm gonna sit in here." I walk in there, the father of the house of Mugler, David, gave me a fucking, he said, "What's up, son?" I'm like, "What's up, dad? You know, chill out." Says, "Sit down, whatever, no problem." Exotica gave me a bracelet. Little Tony, you said, hugging everybody in there. They know what house I'm in. It wasn't no problem. I sat my ass down, and I really enjoyed the ball. I really don't drink like that, so I got me two Coronas. It was four beers. I drank four beers. Right before the trans man category came on, they put on the Cardi music. Everybody knows I dance. That knows me. Let's take that. Everyone
you
that knows
dance.
Me knows I dance. Okay? So I'm sitting up there bucking out with Roxy and we dancing the Cardi and shit. You know what the lyrics say. So I'm just sitting there doing that. Trans Man category is cool. I look up, I said, "Oh, Trans Man category, hey, let's see what they give me." I stood up, I'm still kind of dancing, right? And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, boom, bouncing my head or whatever, doom, you know. And I'm looking, all right, they judging or whatever. So Sledge come out, and I'm like, okay. So I said, "Sledge, she's a little hot." I started pointing towards Sledge. Well, I wasn't even pointing to him. Like, I was pointing to him, but I was like, you know how they judge it and they go one? That's what I was doing, like prejudging with them. Because I knew where the quotes was going to probably go. That's what it was. Next day, it's a post on there about telling someone to chop somebody. Really? If I was telling the chopper, you would have heard me say, "Chop that nigga, because I don't see it." I would have said that. I didn't say that. You feel me? Because I don't give a fuck. I'm glad they walking. I'm glad they coming out the wall. You feel me? I'm sitting here having a good time. So me having a good time and about people not knowing me and my mannerism, they taking it as a somewhere else where it shouldn't be. They didn't see, like, I'm going to give you a prime example. On the same videotape, one of the Ebony's, Tree Ebony, came out. He had a nice suit. He had on the Gucci slippers with the fur, and he had on white sweat socks. I could see the uncomfortableness in his body, and I kept screaming at him, Tree. I didn't know who he was. I said, well, take your fucking socks off. You look crazy. Take them off. He ran behind somebody and took the socks off and completed his outfit because they could have chopped him for that shit. You feel me?
Right.
Because I would have chopped him for that shit. Mm-hmm. How the fuck you coming out there with a suit on with white sweat socks? Bright white sweat socks. You look crazy.
Damn.
He got through his thing. They didn't see when Ebony was getting robbed for what I thought, with my opinion, talk about speech opinion now, robbed for a couple of categories, they didn't see me arguing, yelling with the judge. That's not on camera, too, right? They didn't see when Eric Milan walked out for Legendary Realness, I looked over at Shane. Jamal was saying, Jamal, is Eric, I said, Eric isn't legendary for realness. He's legendary for streetwear, right? No answer. So, you know, Kadon and them just left. So I asked Kadon and Gunner. I said, yo, Eric is a question, but saying it too. Like, Eric is a legendary for realness. He's legendary for streetwear. They said, what did you say? I said it louder, and I said it again. And you know me, by this time, I'm tipsy and feeling good. I jumped on the thing.
Yeah.
They said what they said. I said, oh, okay, because I'm not crazy. And I said, if I'm wrong, correct me. Nobody sees none of that. You feel me? I don't know what that issue is. I'm done with that shit. If you feel that I was being a certain way or whatever, you want to not, you know, make it out to be, stop reaching. My question to you is, what's the difference when a house parent, an icon, or a well-known figure, or somebody else comes up, walks behind their kid, standing there, looking and staring at the judges like, you better vote for him. What is that called? Okay? What is it called when you're yelling Balenciaga? What is that called?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And like I said, I'm leaving it at that. If I was being shady, I would have pulled out my phone, chop this motherfucker, be a text.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you wanna put, you wanna play, but what's the purpose? I'm not that nigga. Y'all got the wrong man, but the wrong man. You feeling me? And I'm done with it. I'm really done with that shit. I'm not gonna sit on Facebook and argue with no one. You wanna see me? I came to that ball by myself, and I come to 85% of the balls by myself because my kids and my house don't come to. The problem ain't coming to Philly unless Simone here. Simone's still in Jamaica, so she's not coming. You feeling me?
Right.
So I come to most of the balls by myself. Everybody knows I don't sit at the Agitate. I don't sit at the McGree. I don't sit at whoever the fuck table that got food if I'm hungry. Everybody knows that. So stop it. I call Susan. What did I say to you, Susan? Because somebody's telling Flag. Leo, that I got beef for, I don't like him. What's the first thing I said to you when I called you, Susan? You asked me about the ball.
That's been
about
cleared
that nigga
up for the
record.
That's cleared up for the record.
I don't remember. It was something good. I don't remember exactly what you said, nigga.
I told you, oh, I like Sledge effects because it wasn't like a clown suit, but he kept the integrity. He read the category. Keep the integrity of your realness. So, you know,
yeah,
that didn't mean you have to come out of clown suit. Not that it was wrong. You feel me? He gets into, he comprehends the category. So that's what that was about. So,
I mean, he made a count.
Number. She
should be popping up.
Okay.
I actually would like to make a comment with regard to all of this, and I'll keep it really brief. I haven't said much of anything because obviously there's an implicit sense of bias my proximity to the situation seems a little close to be able to be objective, but I kind of want to make a general statement that I don't know if trans men in general or trans man realness in particular is still looked upon as a novelty, but one thing as a community that I've kind of been noticing is that we really don't discuss status with regard to our trans masculine participants in ballroom. You don't hear about somebody who is up and coming legend or a statement or a star. It seems as either an icon or you're just a guy walking. And again, trying to remain as objective as possible, Sledge has over 10 years of ballroom under his belt. He is certainly a prime contender for his category for somebody who has yet to be deemed legendary. And I'm not going to say that necessarily factored into the night in question, but I do think that there's a dialogue that needs to be created about the ascension of our trans men participants outside
of the icon
realm.
Well, you know, I'm a dialogue creator.
Yeah,
well,
you
know,
I'm a dialogue creator.
Why are you talking trans men, so...
What'd you say?
It's one person that talks to a trans man. In quotes. Okay.
No, he's talking to the right person.
Yeah. Definitely see what you're saying. But you know, to piggyback off what you're saying right now, Tahara, as far as the trans care, they like they're fetish to them right now in a game, not a game, but it's fetish to some type of fetish or whatever to them. They really don't take the category that serious. They're starting to look at it seriously, I think. And they don't really know who's is who. They know we've been walking for years or years or whatever from Butch to trans man, feel me? So they know I've been around.
Right.
A lot of the trans men in the boardroom have a 5 or 6 year thing. They're looking at one status, you know, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I knew you would. I think it's a conversation.
Well, the
man
walked out there like a damn legend the other night. I was very impressed with him. And, I mean, I've been impressed with him in the past, but just something about his confidence level that night, he exuded confidence, and I appreciated his participation in the category. So that's where I'm at with.
And that's what won him the category. You know, Antics, he just went up there, die. You feel me? He paid everybody no mind. And he was like, "I'm here. What's good?"
He didn't exactly pay them no mind
me.
Though. He didn't pay them no mind. He just you know how you see no shade to comparing him to a dog, but you see how a older dog is in the stomp in the yard, and the little puppies come out and they start bouncing around, and the dog just look at him like, you know, don't make me start barking.
Yeah.
That was to me. So I don't know. No shade to anybody. I'm not calling y'all dogs. Just, you know.
Right. Okay. Yes, you just did.
Puppy.
It was an analogy.
Is Babs in there yet? Babs, if you did, press the number one so we can.
Her number's not there. It's a private
number.
I don't know if she called in private, but yeah. If you're there, Babs, you can hit one. But I enjoyed the night, and anybody who me personally. I am obsessed with Jason
Prodigy.
Hold
on, I'm a texter. Hold on.
Okay, well, I got to hold on for you to text her. But anyway, I'm obsessed with Jason. I mean, I follow everything this man does.
Oh, my
from his,
God.
You know, local things when he appears for makeup, or when he's in Triangle, when he's in all the other shows. I've been following him since Caesar started all that. I love Jason. But when he came out there the other night, I mean, a tear came out of my eye. Because
he could walk to the corner store and I'd probably stop breathing. Like, his level of presence is unmatched.
Yeah, she's going in.
It's just unmatched. He's one of the reasons I fell in love with Ballroom.
Oh, my goodness. He came through that night. Like, I got a shady guy. Dang, calm down, man. I got to do
something.
Okay,
I'm just fine.
As soon as it popped up, I said, here she goes. But,
okay.
Shay, just, I was, we were talking about Jason, but anyway, I'm going to get off of that because I could be on Jason
God.
Prodigy.
Drop that gorgeous.
Talking about Jason.
We're
going to
do a ball
night.
Thing later on. We'll do a special show. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love him. I love him. But tonight, it's not about Jason. Well, it's every night is about Jason. But tonight, you know what? In the music industry is so, you talking about shady, is so shady. So when you have a female, because it's shady to everybody, but the females in particular is super shady. And we have now Harvey Weinstein in the movie business, got people, you know, trying to have sex with people. That goes on in every type of entertainment. So when a woman comes through, she got to come through. And it takes a lot. Tonight we have a woman who comes through on a consistent basis, and not just only for herself, not only just for herself, but for women in general, for the business. She is one of those people who you can tell respects her craft. And I just want to give y'all just a little taste of one of her latest tracks. So just listen a little bit, and then we're going to bring on Bad Bunny.
What a baby.
Yeah. Cup. Blood. That loud on deck, man. Yeah. Sipping and smoking. Sipping and smoking. Sipping on. Sipping and smoking. We sipping on. We sipping and smoking. Yeah. Sippin' and smoke. We sippin' and smoke. Sippin' and smoke. We sippin' and smoke. Feeling that vibe. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. And baking cookies, I'm tasting, smoking to start off my day. Niggas done hit up my line with some bullshit. Now I'ma roll up and smoke it away. I ain't got time for the stress. I ain't got time for the rest. You bitches is corny. You ain't got time for the breath. Get to the pussy, I smoke. So nigga, I'm horny. You get the point? Well, here goes the light. I'm higher than you. Don't fuck up my night. We sipping and smoking. Sipping and smoking. Sipping and smoking. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Light up the room. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Light up the room when the ziplock is open. Moving slow motion, slow motion. We smoking that potent. Moving slow motion, slow motion. We smoking that potent. Moving slow motion, slow motion. We smoking that potent. Moving slow motion.
One more
motion. We smoking that potent.
Boom.
Sipping and smoking.
Oh, my God, I love that. I've listened to that all damn day. Please, welcome to the show. Go ahead, Shady. Bring your girl in.
This my home girl. She going to kill me, and she going to probably address it when she do on the phone. But I'm coming, Bab. I'm coming to the damn ring, all right? I want everyone to welcome my homie, Brooklyn Babs. Oh, Babs, also known as Babs Bunny.
Yes, welcome, Bab. Let me bring her on. Hit the button. There you go. You there?
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, yo, what's up?
What's going on, Shady?
What's good, Bab? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing just great. This is Susan and the other host is Jahira. But I've been listening to this track, girl. When some breaks, what's going on?
Sipping and smoking,
yes.
Baby. That's what's going
yes.
on. Yeah,
I was ready to light up a blunt. I don't even smoke.
See, you don't gotta smoke.
Shit.
Just sit around it. Let it just linger around your face. That's it.
But you know what? I was listening to it and you were saying sipping and smoking, but at one part it sounded like you were saying sipping and poking as well. Did you say that?
No, but you know, it could be that, you know.
Because me and my friend were saying, is she saying smoking and fucking? Is that what she's talking about? You know, so we were trying to figure it out.
It could be both, you know. That comes with the territory, you know.
It's a hot track, though. It's a hot track. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's good? Go ahead, Shady.
Tell people that may not know that we know who you are, what you do. So tell the people who you are, what you're doing now.
Oh, my name is Babs Bunny, First Lady of the Streets, Brooklyn's finest. female MC, you know what I mean? Boss lady. That's what I do. I do music. I put chicks on. First off, I own the biggest female platform in the world, period, Queen of the Ring. And that's what I do. I just put on for the ladies and get to the bag.
Yes. Secure the bag.
What made you want to do Queen of the Ring?
Well, I just felt like it was needed. The guys was dominating in the battle world, and it was no real platform for females. And I know it's hard, how hard it is to get in the game, and I just wanted to provide the platform strictly based off of talent, and everything else follows. So that's what I did. We've been doing it for going on 9 years now and getting things popping.
So bad. I mean, as far as Queen of the Ring, I love the concept. I really respect you for putting yourself out there, because it's not easy to bring female rappers forward. You know, basically putting them on your back and saying, "Let's go." So, how are you doing? I mean, are you franchising this out? Are you trying to do it in other areas? I saw something about last year about the West Coast. Are you trying to do some other things?
We've been on the West Coast for a minute now, you know. But we definitely trying to hit Chicago and Texas next. Well, I did a little something. Definitely want to go there and tackle that market.
Cause somebody hit me up today from a big market asking me the question I just asked you, and I told them I would ask you, and then they said if you were interested to give you the information. So we're going to do that. Because they come from a big market.
Yeah, tell them to holler at me. If they serious, we could definitely, you know what I'm saying, make something happen. We've been in Atlanta.
Serious.
Yeah. Because I don't got time for the game. But, you know, if you serious, let's get to the bag. Let's get to the bag.
The bag. So a lot of people probably haven't seen or heard of you or keep up with you since making the band that Diddy had put together for you guys. So what you been doing? What's changed in your life since then?
First, I had a child. I have a son, so I'm a mother now. That's the biggest change in my life. Thank you.
Definitely.
Everything else is just a form of entertainment. And, you know, I just think becoming a mother, and especially of a boy, is the biggest change. Yeah. Shit just got real. When I had him, I was like, all right, shit got real. So that's what it is. Just being mommy.
You gotta give him a little brother and sister.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to line that up now. I'm trying to, you know, plan on when I wanna do it. I wanna have twins next.
Okay.
I want to have twins. It's going to be hard, but I want to get it over with. I'm not fucking 22 no more. You know, I got to get it over with.
Get to the business, baby business.
Yeah, you know, just get them out. That's it.
You said get them out.
Yeah.
So, Babs, for a woman in the entertainment business, what's been your role? What does your role look like, and what can a woman expect if she wants to get in the game?
I mean, I will say this: it's gonna be different for every type of woman. What my grind is gonna be different from a light skinned woman grind. You know what my grind is gonna be different from a girl that might be overweight grind. So I just say that for women, is definitely not the same as men, and it's going to be different depending on what category they going to put you in. Are you the brown-skinned
right.
girl? Are you the fat girl? Are you the light-skinned girl? Are you the fake-ass girl? You know what I'm saying? Are you the stripper?
Ooh.
Like, it just are you the AG? You the lesbian? You know what I'm saying? It just all depends.
Right.
So, I had the brown-skinned chick from the hood grind. It's a whole nother
mm-hmm.
grind. You know what I'm saying? So, I could only
coming up after Foxy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I could only speak about that. You know, my grind from the brown skin girl's perspective. I watched the other grinds happen, but this is the shoes that I walk in, and it's definitely hard. It's definitely hard. So, you know, off the rip, you're going to deal with people doubting you. And this is for every female just because you're a female. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're going to doubt you off of that. And if you talented, they're going to think you didn't write it. Like, that's just how real. Like, you know, you hot? They're going to be like, yeah, she ain't write that shit. Like, so. So, yeah.
Do you write your own record for the record?
Huh?
Do you write this
what
shady? You know, I'm like, I know better. You write your own rap?
Of course I write my own raps. I wish I had a writer.
Shit. A ghostwriter.
I wish I had somebody that could just write for me and I could just get in a booth and I don't got to write rhymes and spit it and blow up. Hell yeah. Why wouldn't I? I'm taking ghostwriters. All right,
I'm
going to
write you a rhyme.
As they come. Yeah, write me some bars. If they hot, I'm going to go right in the booth and spit them bars.
Okay.
Jahara, go ahead. Give it to her.
Babs, I'm Jahira. I'm one of the co-hosts of the show, and I had the incredible honor of interviewing you in our last incarnation on the radio. I was fangirling back then, and I'm still fangirling now. I do want to ask you, 9 years ago when you decided to start Queen of the Ring because you noticed the disconnect going on with female MCs in the mainstream industry, do you feel like that's changed now? And if so, how?
Hell no, it didn't change. The game is still the same for females. Females are still fake. And I just feel like it's the men who set that tone, who put the women up against each other. And it just is what it is. And another chick is not going to be willing to help another chick. I watch it. I do my events, and then I watch the guys, and I see, like, P. Diddy and Busta Rhymes and Q-Tip and all of them just going out to the guy shit. But when it comes to the girls, they going to DM me because they don't want people to see on their timeline that they fuck with my shit. But they going to DM me, though, and be like, yo, this shit crazy. I'm like, yo, come out. You know what I'm saying? But no, they want to get paid because they feel like, oh,
wow.
If I come to your event, I'm going to help you. And they don't want to help another female. They don't. I've been told so many times by guys in the industry, like, Gabs, you're the most selfless female artist I've ever met because nobody really going to do what I do as far as stepping to the side and pushing other females to come in front of me. When I take a chick to the studio and she not putting in 100%, I get mad because I'm like, yo, this is my session. Basically,
right.
It could have
right.
been mine. You know, anything
right.
I do for right. somebody else, I'm taking time off of myself. But I do that. Ain't nobody else doing it. These chicks out here is fake. And they act like they want unity. Oh, I don't know why chicks don't, and all of us should be sticking together. Yeah, if you felt that way, then why y'all not? Why you not calling nobody? Why you not coming to somebody's event and supporting them? Why I don't see you hanging out with no other artists. You only hang out with dudes or your man. Like, get out of here. So, and or you doing records with dudes. Like, I love Cardi B, but there's no remix with another girl on it. Not even
right.
Remy. And Remy brought her out on Summer Jam. And she didn't even say, yo, Rem, jump on the record. Like, nah, she put Kodak Black on there, a nigga. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that ain't even from the city. Like,
wow.
So, That's what these bitches do, man. And listen, I ain't even mad because I just know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it just is what it is. Like,
that was my next question. What is the state of female rappers right now? How you feel? Who's hot and who's not?
The biggest record right now is Cardi B. So the state of female rap is great right now because she got the number one record, period. Like,
right.
So female rap is on top right now as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to females sticking together, you're not going to really see that. You know, they going to say, hey, this is my sis. I get so tired of that shit. Don't call me your sis, yo. You lying. Like, I'm so, hey, sis. Oh, sis, you see them. Oh, sis, I miss you. You miss me, bitch. You got my number? Like, yeah, it's fake.
Because the damn show ain't changed.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, it's not hard to reach out, to hang out, to be like, yo, jump on this record or come to my session. You don't see it. Like, even when Nicki was at the top, she was saying how she loved Foxy Brown so much, but never did a record with her.
Right.
Damn. Oof.
You know what I'm saying? You bring her out on stage.
And we all go silent.
I'm like, fuck that. Get me a bag, bitch. Get me on the album so I can get a check. You want to shout me out on Instagram? Oh, I love you so much. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't want to be. Well, then, bitch, put me on the album so I can get some points and get a check. Shit. Mm. You don't want to hand out. You just want a nigga to give you the opportunity to work. And it's going to be a nigga to do that because a bitch in a position ain't going to do it, especially if she feel like it's going to take the light off of her. And it's going to, even if she want to, even if Cardi wanted to, she could have said, yo, fuck that. I got to get Rim on this record. And I can guarantee you it was niggas in her ear like, hell no. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what they do. Nah. Why would you put her on the record? It's going to take the shine off for you. Like, you can't do nothing with another female right now. Like. So that's what
happened.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
she there.
But you know what I don't understand? Go ahead, Jaira.
Yeah, I just want to ask you really quick. Well, first of all, congratulations. YouTube channel got close to 42 million views, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But I do want to ask you, one of the most iconic examples of female rap that we've seen over the years had to have been the perennial, the classic Ladies Night. If you had the opportunity to remix Ladies Night with a whole new lineup, who would your dream team be?
Well, me, of course. Yes. And right now I would do me, Remy, 3D Nati, Cardi B, and I don't even know who the fifth is. Rihanna.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Be a rapper then. It's ladies' night, though.
Yep.
So Missy ain't no rapper.
Nope.
Oh shit.
She said, you ain't going to get me singing this hook. I ain't going to keep this singing hook.
she's going to do the Missy line. Like,
right.
She going to say, I ain't going to be here singing hook. I'm going to get some bars. Like,
yeah. Sing a Patti LaBelle or somebody.
Uh-huh.
Check it out. Let me ask you a question, man. We know of the Love and Hip Hop franchise. You're in New York. Did they ask you to do the show, or why haven't you, or even at this point, would you do the show?
Well, I haven't been asked to do Love and Hip Hop. Why? I really don't know. It's confusing to me. I never really tried to do it either. It's not like I sent my PR to try to line it up or my agent or anything like that. Actually, I would do it. It was a point where I said I wouldn't do it because I just know that it's either you getting cheated on or you the one cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you the side, yeah. or you the side chick. It's either those three. Like, so.
But if
yeah,
they were smart, they would
it.
Incorporate Queen of the Ring. If they were smart, they would incorporate your business.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why I would do it, because I feel like, you know, it would definitely bring more exposure to my company and what and this is
and
really
you have
what
a story
I do.
Line.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is really what I do. This is my life. I am hip hop. And you know, I would
right.
have to show some who I'm dealing with and all of that extra shit, but whatever, that ain't nothing. Like, I do that. I turn up. I'm the original turn up queen of reality TV.
Okay.
They don't
like,
know.
So...
don't tell them. Nah. I remember you had me a few years getting my fat ass in shape because he's supposed to do a TV show, but it never happened. He souped me up. I just want you to know that.
Those projects come and die quickly. You never know.
Yeah. You know, but as far as Queen of the Ring is concerned, we have been filming our reality show. We had a lot of meetings, and, you know, so that's what's in the works of putting
cool.
that on the big screen and, you know, getting it televised.
Deb, speaking of Queen of the Ring, we've all seen it go viral on YouTube. If somebody wanted to attend a live taping, how does that work? Where would they go?
Well, depends on where we're having the event at. Most of our events are done in New York City, and we do a lot of promo online and on our website, queenoftheRing.tv. And you can
nice.
Go on there when we're doing events. We have all our promo up there, and then you could go on Eventbrite and purchase a ticket and then come out. And it's a whole nother ball game actually being in the building, feeling the room shake, because the crowd make that room shake. So
yes.
if somebody's watching it on YouTube and like, wow, then it's double that and when you're there live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a
that's
production.
Phenomenal.
You know what I'm saying? It's a live production. These girls work hard. They work months preparing for these events. And they get in that ring, and it's live. This ain't no studio shit. Say, hey, punch me in. I messed up. No, it don't work like that. You choke. You could lose just for choking. Like,
right.
I don't give a fuck how hot your bars is. They like, oh, she choked. She lost. Like... Yeah, so.
When's your next event, Babs?
We shooting for December 18th. That's the date that
okay.
we was looking at. So that might be it.
Well, I'm okay. to make it. I'll promise
I was trying
you.
To do. I was trying to do something before Thanksgiving, but I had to push it back a little further. So definitely December.
Okay.
I was hoping it was going
to
be January.
I'll be there. Because
and for those listening, you talking about the
so
real Jamaica.
My word is bond. I'll be there.
Sadie,
shut
I
up,
said,
man.
For everybody listening,
you
talking about the real Jamaica, not the fake Jamaica, not the jail Jamaica. You talking about the real Jamaica.
No, I'm not going to jail, nigga. I'm going to Jamaica. I'm supposed to. If not, I promise you. I go to jail every day. Shit.
To work. Yeah, we should, Shady. We need to hit that though. If I come up there, you got to take me. I don't want to go nowhere else.
Where you at though? Come
yeah,
up here.
I'm in Virginia.
At?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta come. Is she gonna bring
I'll
you?
Be. I'll be.
And then
you
after the
week,
event,
yeah.
we gonna go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
See, right,
definitely.
Shady. Yeah, see, we're gonna make it a whole evening. We're going to do the event, then we're going to go get drinks, and we're going to get food. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
In that order.
In that
I'm
order.
In
that order. So,
yes.
Brad, when can we expect something fresh from you? Nice record. When your album popping? What you going
to
do? Are you still artistic
Yo,
or rapping?
To be honest
like that?
With you, I don't even want to give a date. I was supposed to drop that shit 2-3 months ago. It's going to come when it come, and it's going to be soon. That sounds crazy. It's going to come when it come. It's going to come out soon, right? It's going to come out soon. I'm about to drop a new video in the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, and I'm always doing music like that. So that's a given. That's like eating music. I got to do it. If I don't do it, I can't live.
Mhm. Well, I definitely want to see you spread out some more. And like I said, we're gonna I'm gonna get Shady. Shady knows the person. I just don't want to say it on the air for people to start hitting her up. But she's definitely interested in bringing it to another major market.
Yes, tell her to holler at me. Let's make history. Also, before I go, I want to let y'all know and all the listeners know that I'm in the works of putting together a band reunion. And doing a reality show as well. I'm definitely in the works in doing that, and right now setting up some interviews and getting a promo done. And I'm going to do a campaign. So I'm going to get the people to rally behind it, the people that want it, and then, you know, see what network want to mess with it. So if you're listening and you would be interested in seeing a band reunion, start hitting up Mona. Hit at them constantly, VH1 constantly, Diddy mm-hmm. constantly. We need this band Escape. They doing a reunion show. Even Little Fizz was trying to get B2K back together. So I'm just like, why not? I spoke to all my band members, and they all with it. So right now it's just up to me to make it happen. So that's my goal.
Tell them to get in the gym, because that takes a lot of energy.
Well, we definitely going to support that. You know, I want to see it. I'm here for it.
I'm so into Babs
right now. I'm telling y'all, for the person to hit me up,
well, we can hang
out. Does major shit. I'm serious, because I love females that don't mind empowering other females. You know that's my shit, Shady. You know that's my shit.
Right.
So I'm just whatever project you have, I've already reposted your website, queenoftheRing.tv. I've already reposted. I'm going to be ready to put it on Twitter. And I like to brag that Barack Obama does follow me. I had to remind y'all. But yes, he does. Thank you. Jahira, I hear you laughing at me. But I'm excited about it.
Damn.
I'm excited for you.
Well, make it a screenshot and cover. Make it your cover.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Tell your homegirl, holla at me. Let's make this happen immediately. This is what I need to do.
Immediately.
I need to make things happen immediately. Yes.
Because she and I, we were the ones listening today, like all day, back and forth. And she would call me, did you hear this part? I'm like, yeah, that's the part we couldn't figure out whether you were saying sipping and poking.
Sipping and poking. We were hoping. I'm going to have to do the remix. I'm going to do the remix.
Shit, she's
enjoyed it.
Be waiting around for you.
I just enjoyed it. And the way, I mean, the way she's come in on them beats is just, to me, I love hip hop. Me and Shady, we just hip hop fanatics. And it sounds like you are too. Well, I know you are. So
yes,
definitely,
I love it.
Yeah.
So let's make it happen. Ladies, I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all do very well with this show. Keep it going. And if you need me to come up, you know, back on the show again and talk some shit with y'all, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
December 18th date squared away, please come back, because we want to make sure that's solid, because I will be in town that weekend and I'm trying to come out.
Will you, Jahira?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's go, y'all.
No,
come on. Seriously.
I'm down. I'm
yes,
going.
Yes, let's
so
do
good.
This. Look what you started.
Y'all in Radio Land, y'all hear Jahira saying she's coming to New York around that time, so. I'm going to be in New York.
Yes.
So.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
all right,
let's make it happen.
All right, my nigga. I love you, and I'm going to stay in touch with you. All right? I love you, and I'll keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep in touch with you about everything, okay?
No doubt. I love you as well.
Love
God
you,
bless y'all. Be good. All right.
You too.
Oh,
thank you
God.
So much for coming on.
All right, that
Brooklyn
was Bad Bunny.
That's
oh, we got to make this happen.
Oh, God.
And just
y'all
gonna
be
as a matter
look,
of
look, I want both of y'all to wear Tim. Look, I want both of y'all to have on Tim.
I'm not wearing no goddamn Tim.
I'm
gonna have on some
shit.
Sneakers, but I ain't wearing no Tim.
Either.
Tim's too
wear.
Hard for my feet.
Oh, you gotta come right.
But this
is
a matter of clarity. At the beginning of the show, we were talking about the Lon Van Ball, and you mentioned something about. What's his name? Eric Milan. And
yeah,
it was told to me in my inbox as a matter of clarity that one of the last things that Tony Milan did for Ballroom was to deem him legendary for realness as well. So he's legendary for both.
Oh. Okay.
Amen.
I mean,
this
I didn't ask the question. I wasn't, you know.
I'm just telling
okay.
you that's what was put in my inbox. So this is a matter
oh,
of clarity.
Okay,
we don't
cool.
want anybody to think that we don't, you know, we don't have on-time information here on the intersection.
Okay.
And it was never shaved to begin with.
To the little forgettable Tony Milan.
Yes, Tony McCallo. me and Tony used to have some battles on the phone. And James Icon, if you're out there, I know you were listening. I know you were listening, Father. That's okay, though. It's okay. We used to battle down. I was all kinds of bitches, and he was all kinds of whatever, motherfuckers, and this, that, and the third. So we would go at it. But the thing is, and still call each other, girl, did you hear such and such? I'm like, yes, child. But when he was mad, he ain't hold back. He would read the fuck out of me, and I would read the fuck out of him. So we had fun, though. And it never went nowhere except to Father. I never even told Andre or Jack or anything like that because we would battle down. I mean, like, and neither one of us would hang up on each other, just read. And Father is a witness, aren't you? Aren't you, James Icon?
Yeah.
But anyway. So, Sadie, talk about next week, bro.
Okay, so next week I'm bringing you another good treat. He's like a little brother to me. I'm bringing you a celebrity hairstylist for all you barbs out there. I have Terrence Davidson, the one that's famous for making all of Nicki Minaj's wigs, making them classic. He worked for her about 5-6 years. He does Jennifer Hudson. You name him, he done did him. He's a celebrity stylist. He's working with your girl Tamar Braxton right now, and he will be in the building. Next Thursday to let you know his new, you know, everything going on with him right now. You know, he's leaving to go to a retreat. He does the hairstylist retreat where you take all hairstylists and they go up in the mountains.
He does more than hair, though. He got businesses, too, right?
Yeah, he sells dashikis, shit. Terrence will sell you a roller, okay? He sells everything. Grease. Curling irons, flat irons.
He
said, he'll sell you the
wait a minute, you say grease?
Use your hair.
He said he'll sell you grease.
He'll sell
oh my God.
Say, that shit that go on y'all baby hairs. He sell that shit.
Oh my
he
God, my baby hair.
He's been killing it with the baby hair. The custom dashikis. He makes wigs. He sell hair. He puts up with me every time I go there. Lets me do whatever I want. I'm spoiled. He spoils me. Yeah, but that's my dude.
The week after that, you have another one.
My boss. Yeah, I'm bringing my homie. He's gonna take it to the Love and Hip Hop shit. I'm bringing Mimi Foss on, these guys and girls. And definitely will take questions. Are we gonna take questions for Mimi Jahara? Because that's gonna be your day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Mimi Foss is coming on from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta fame. She's going to come on and do some.
Yeah, that's October 26th.
You know, yeah, so next week is Terrence, and the week after that will be Mimi.
Mimi.
I haven't done November yet, but I'm going to do somebody for November. I'm just
make sure
so
we get Jack in there in November.
We need Shaq on the river.
Oh, yeah. Shaq, yeah. We're going to get Shaq. Well, we're only doing three Thursday. For those who celebrate holidays, Thanksgiving, we won't be on that Thursday, right?
Right.
Are we doing Thursday, Thanksgiving? No.
I don't know. We might do a thankful show. It depends. I haven't looked to see where it falls at because ain't nobody doing nothing Thursday night. May as well come on and be thankful.
You don't know that. It's a long weekend.
Well,
Black Friday the next day. People want to go to party.
I ain't doing none of that.
Can I get a break?
Yeah, you don't have to come on?
I have work. Oh,
whatever.
Okay. Now I know.
Whatever. But anyway, thank you
all
for
listening.
Can I get
my flyer, miss?
Flyer for what?
The next week.
I put two flyers in your inbox early this morning. Am I right or wrong, Jahira?
Sure did.
I only
okay,
got one.
Okay, thank you. Well, look again.
I only got one. Let me look again.
Look. Anyway, thank you
oh
all
God.
For listening. We'll see you next Thursday
thank
with parents. Thank you, Shady.
It's dead. My bad. Oops, you on your job.
Uh-huh.
Good girl.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Hello. Good night, y'all.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Kelly's trying to say something. Kelly?
I've been sitting here on hold waiting for y'all to come to me.
Wait a minute, I can't get her off a hold, though. It won't take you off a hold. Why don't you just call in the host number? It won't take her off
a
hold.
I call in like a regular person, honey, and I've been sitting here. I put one and put my hand up.
It won't release your number.
Honey,
I keep pressing it.
Like,
it won't release.
About to end the show. I've been on here on hold. I've been listening.
Can y'all hear her?
Honey, I was here for the
yes.
show.
She's here for it.
I keep hitting her thing.
Well, I love y'all. I just wanted to let y'all know that I was listening. I was here for the show.
You've been here. You've been here for a minute. I didn't even know it was you.
Yeah, honey. I love y'all, though, honey. I love y'all. Y'all had a great show, honey. I've been here for the show.
Thank you.
We love you.
LA.
Love y'all.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Victoria Crazy.